You're listening to Real World News. Forests and biodiversity.
Although extremely sad, no one was surprised. Fibrian, joint venture of Arauco and Votora team, murdered another man in Costa Dourada community, Mucuri municipality, Bahia State, Brazil, where the company owns over 500,000 hectares of tree plantations. The victim was Enrique de Souza Pereira, 24 years old, and he was shot in the head by people working for Garra, company in charge of the security of Fibria's tree plantations. His father, Osvaldo Pereira Becerra, was fractured his left by the security officers. The armed men intercepted father and son when they were on their way home, accusing them of theft, and murdered the young man in cold blood. This happened on March the 17th. This murder is another example of the situation suffered by small communities surrounded by forestry crops in Brazil, where multinational settlers companies prevent the population to use the waste of their plantations as domestic fuel. On the contrary, they appeal to private security companies to threaten and punish people, like in this case. Pine and eucalyptus monoculture plantations take all available water, and living in those areas of Brazil is impossible. There are over 550,000 hectares planted with tree monocultures in Bahia, which has caused violent conflicts with local communities, said Winfried Overbeek, member of the Network Against Green Deserts, to Real World Radio. People are being criminalized, persecuted, just because they want to use the waste wood to fuel their homes and make flour, he added. For those of us who fight against these projects, this death cannot be in vain. It must be a motivation to strengthen our coordination among social movements, among the communities, to make governments put an end to these projects, said Winfried Overbeek.
You're listening to Real World News.